Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 8, The Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Rai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pulling from Ramananda Rai most wonderful truths. He's described the process of attaining the upaya, the process of attaining the highest relationship of service, loving service with Radha and Krishna, and he's continues. Unless one follows in the footsteps of the gopis, he cannot attain the service of the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. If one is overcome by knowledge of the Lord's opulence, he cannot attain the Lord's lotus feet, even though he's engaged in devotional service. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. One can worship Lakshmi Narayan by the process of Vidhimarg, worshipping the Lord with regulative principles according to the instructions of the Shastra and the spiritual master. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Radha Krishna, cannot be directly worshipped by this process. The dealings between Radha and Krishna and the gopis are devoid of the opulences of Lakshmi Narayan. The process of Vidhimarg, following the regulative principles, is utilized in the worship of Lakshmi Narayan, whereas the process of spontaneous service, following in the footsteps of the gopis who are the denizens of Vrindavan, is transcendentally more advanced and is the process whereby Radha and Krishna are worshipped. One cannot attain this elevated position while worshipping the Lord in his opulence. Those attracted by the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna must follow in the footsteps of the gopis. Only then is it possible to enter into the Lord's service in Goloka Vrindavan and directly associate with Radha and Krishna. Ramananda Rai continues. The unspoken example in this connection is the goddess of fortune, who worshipped Lord Krishna in order to attain his pastimes in Vrindavan. But due to her opulent lifestyle, she could not attain the service of Krishna in Vrindavan. Nayam Sriyanga U Natantarate Prasada Swayoshitam Nalini Gandharijam Kuto Anya Rasotsave Asyabuja Danda Guhitakanta Labda Shisham Ya Udagad Vajasandarenam. When Lord Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the rasa dance, the gopis were embraced around the neck by the Lord's arms. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or the other consorts in the spiritual world. Nor was such a thing ever imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, girls whose bodily luster and aroma resemble the beauty and fragrance of lotus flowers. And what to speak of worldly women, who may be very, very beautiful according to material estimation. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:47-60. After hearing this, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Ramananda Rai, and both of them, embracing shoulder to shoulder, began to cry. The entire night was passed in this way in ecstatic love of Godhead. In the morning, they both departed to tend to their respective duties. Before departing from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Rai fell to the ground and caught hold of the Lord's lotus feet. He then spoke submissively as follows. Sri Ramananda Rai said, "You have come here just to show me your causeless mercy. Therefore, stay here for at least 10 days and purify my polluted mind. But for you, there is no one who can deliver all the living entities. For you alone can deliver love of Krishna. Toma vina anya nahi Krishna prema dite." Mahaprabhu replied, "Prabhu kahe, oi lana suni tomara guna, Krishna kata suni sudha kraite mana." Having heard about your good qualities, said the Lord, said Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Ramananda Rai, "I have come here. I've come here to hear about Krishna from you, and thus purify my mind. And now that I have actually seen your glories, what I heard about you is confirmed. As far as the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in a loving mood are concerned, you are the limit of knowledge. See the Prabhupada's very short purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found Ramananda Roy to be the best authority in transcendental knowledge of the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. In this verse, the Lord actually states that Ramananda Roy was the limit of this knowledge. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, to say nothing of 10 days, as long as I live, I shall find it impossible to give up your company. You and I shall remain together at Jagannath Puri. We shall pass our time together in joy, talking about Krishna and his pastimes. In this way, they both departed to perform their respective duties. Then, in the evening, Ramananda Roy returned to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus they met time and time again, sitting in a secluded place and jubilantly discussing devotional service by the question and answer process. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the questions, and Sri Ramananda Roy gave the answers. In this way, they were engaged in discussion throughout the night. On one occasion, the Lord inquired, "Of all types of education, which is most important?" Ramananda Roy replied, "No education is important other than the transcendental devotional service of Krishna. Krishna Bhakti Vina Vidya Nayar." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Text 245 to 257, and this was 245, are all questions and answers between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy. In these exchanges, there's an attempt to show the difference between material and spiritual existence. Education in Krishna consciousness is always transcendental and is the best form of all education. Material education aims at increasing the activities of material sense gratification. Beyond material sense gratification is another negative form of knowledge called Brahmavidya, or impersonal transcendental knowledge. But beyond that Brahmavidya, or knowledge of the impersonal Brahman, is knowledge of devotional service to the Supreme Lord Vishnu. This knowledge is higher, and higher still is devotional service to Lord Krishna, which is the topmost form of education. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 29th chapter, 49th verse, Tat kama haritosham yat sa vidyatan matiryaya. Work meant for pleasing the Supreme Lord is the best. An education that enhances one Krishna consciousness is the best. Also, according to Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23-24, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanavedanam Iti Pumsar Pita Vishnu Bhaktis Chenavalakshana Kriyate Bhagavat Yada Tanmanye Aditam Uttamam. This is a statement given by Prahlad Maharaj in answer to a question raised by his father. Prahlad Maharaj said, to hear a chant about Lord Vishnu, to remember him, to serve his lotus feet, to worship him, to offer prayers to him, to become his servant and his friend, to sacrifice everything for his service, all these are varieties of devotional service. One who is engaged in such activities is understood to be educated to the topmost perfection. Here is the next question and answer in exchange between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked Ramananda Roy, out of all glorious activities, which is the most glorious? And Ramananda Roy replied, that person who is reputed to be a devotee of Lord Krishna enjoys the utmost fame and glory. Purport. The greatest reputation a living being can have is to be a devotee of Krishna and to act in Krishna consciousness. In the material world, everyone is trying to be famous by accumulating a large bank balance or material opulence. There's a steady competition amongst karmis attempting to advance in a wealthy society. The whole world is turning in accordance with that competitive mood. But this kind of name and fame is temporary, for it lasts only as long as the temporary material body exists. One may become famous as a Brahmagyani, an impersonal scholar, or one may become materially up in person. In either case, such reputations are inferior to the reputation of Krishna's devotee. In the Garuda Purana, it is said, in this age of Kali, the fame of one who is known as a great devotee is very rare. However, such a position is superior to that of the great demigods like Brahma and Mahadev. That is the opinion of all spiritual masters. In the Itihasya Samuchaya, Narada tells Pundarik, after many, many births, when a person realizes that he is the eternal servant of Vasudeva, he can deliver all the worlds. So Srila Prabhupada in his purport, long purport, explains, gives many shastric examples why the devotee of the Lord is the greatest and the most famous. And the final paragraph of this purport is, the qualities of one engaged in the service of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such as reputation, austerities, penances, and knowledge, are not to be compared to the good qualities of others. Such is the perfection of a devotee always engaged in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, of the many capitalists, who possesses great riches? Who is the topmost? And Ramananda Roy replied, he who is the richest in love for Radha and Krishna is the greatest capitalist. And here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Everyone in this material world is attempting to acquire riches to satisfy the senses. Actually, no one cares for anything other than acquiring material possessions and maintaining them. The wealthy are generally accepted as the most important personalities in this material world. But when we compare a material man of wealth to one wealthy in devotional service to Radha and Krishna, the latter is found to be the greatest capitalist. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 10.39.2, Kim alabhyam bhagavati prasane srinakaitane tatapitat padarajan nahivachanti kinchana. What is difficult for the devotees of Lord Krishna, who is the shelter of the goddess of fortune? Although such devotees can obtain anything, O King, they do not desire anything. So we shall end here, and Krishna willing, very soon we shall continue. Hare Krishna.